Do you know what a tumbleweed is? Yeah, tumbleweeds. Has anyone seen tumbleweeds? Yeah. There's these bushes that grow mostly in the Mojave Desert, which is where I'm from. So these bushes grow and they dry out. They mature and then they dry out and they're just no longer connected to their roots and whatever. And they just start blowing, and the wind comes and they just start blowing all over the place. And tumbleweeds are not fun things to do. You don't want to get in front of them and catch them. They have stickers and all kinds of things in them. Plus, there's a lot of them, and some of them get really, really big. And what I really loved was one got under the car, because then you have to crawl under it and get it out. So tumbleweeds are not something that you really want to spend a lot of time being around, especially if you have a fence in your yard, and then they gather up against the fence, because then you have to go get them also. So, yeah, tumbleweeds are not fun. So last week we were talking about sowing the seed in different places, the rocky soil, the hard ground among the rocks and stuff. And then there was good soil, which was really cool, man, good soil. We are the good soil. But then we say to ourselves, well, if we're good soil, then everything should be just wonderful all the time, right? And that doesn't happen the way we would like. And why not? Because weeds will get in among the wheat. So weeds will gather together around the good, what grew up from the good soil. And where are these weeds that we should just keep away from them, right? But we don't know where they're going to come from. We don't know from where they're going to attack us. And attack us is what they do. The weeds attack the wheat. Remember, we are the wheat here. And so we know that certain people are the weeds. And we try to stay away from them. There's a bully at school. We try to stay away from the bully at school. There's a coworker who's trying to undermine anything that you do. We stay away as much as we can from that coworker. In the world, there are kinds of weeds out there in the world. And they're trying to convince you not to believe in God, not to believe in Jesus. They will try their hardest to tell you not to. Oh, that's just a bunch of baloney, they'll tell you. Why do you believe that, they'll say. Have you ever seen Jesus? They'll say. All kinds of things that they will come up with. Sometimes they could be your friends and your family members that once believed but no longer believe. And they're the ones, when they attack you, will really hurt. They're the ones when you're not expecting it, it could really hurt. They could be at the grocery store when you're shopping. They could be at the park where your kids are playing. They could be at the senior center when you're doing an event there at the senior center. They could be anywhere. But we're safe here. We could just stay in this church all the time, not go outside those doors, and we will keep the evil out. We will keep the weeds out. You know what? Sometimes they'll come in here. And they'll come in and they'll say, oh, I just want to learn about Jesus. Or, I want to be part of your church. But they have an ulterior ideas. They want to come in here and sow discord and hurt you. Now, we should just really find out who is really the weeds and who's really the wheat and who the weeds are. We should just get them out. But that's not what Jesus says to do. Jesus says, let the weeds be among the wheat. So in case you're trying to get the weeds out, you might get some of the wheat out also and throw it out and burn it with the weeds. But that sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound kind of weird that we should let people who we know are against us, to let them stay among us? But Jesus says, no, just wait. On the last day, it's a capital D, by the way, the last day when Jesus returns, the angels are going to then gather the weeds. The angels will gather the weeds and send them to the burning fire. And the wheat will then go to be with Jesus and with God forever and live in the new creation. And while we're waiting, now I want to ask you, actually, do you know any weeds? When I'm talking about weeds, do you know any weeds? Yeah. So they could actually even be in your family. They could be your friends. So I know weeds. And the worst thing to do is to ignore them. Because maybe when the weeds are growing among the wheat, maybe when the weeds are gathered together with the wheat, maybe someone who comes in here with ulterior motives, he then hears the word of God. And he actually, it seeps into him. And he goes from being a weed to being wheat. Maybe that coworker, you talk to him about Jesus, and maybe he turns from a weed to a wheat. That's why Jesus spreads the seeds everywhere, even among the rocky soil, along the path. He sows it everywhere so that everyone can hear the word. And that's why we don't just want to drum out the weeds. We don't just want to lock ourselves in and not speak with the weeds. But we want to speak to them, talk to them, tell them about Jesus. Let the word of God do its job. Not through anything we do, but God will work his word. And sometimes some people who have no belief will come to believe. I'm thinking the guy's last name is Strobel, and he wrote a series of books talking about ways to tell that Jesus, the Bible is true, that Jesus is true. I forget exactly how they go. But he was once an atheist. And then someone started speaking to him about Jesus. And he turned from a weed into wheat. I had a professor at Concordia. Well, I never actually had him, but he was a science professor. And I tried to avoid science as much as I could, those classes. And I took the ones I had to take. So he grew up in a non-Christian family. And he didn't know anything about Jesus. And he was pretty big up there, even working at the national levels for this non-Christian organization that he grew up in. And he lived down in New Orleans. And then he told his wife one day, you know, I go talk to people and they start wanting to talk to me about Jesus. And I'm starting to get curious about this. So they went to a church one day, and because his wife was curious also, so they went to a church one night, and somebody told them, because he started asking questions, he goes, I think you should go down to the, and this has actually happened, the Missouri Synod Church down the street. So he went there, and he walked in one morning, Sunday morning, and this woman he did not know come running up to him. She did look vaguely familiar to him, but he didn't know him. And she was bursting into tears, and she's like, you're here, you're here. This woman was his aunt, his mother's sister. But because he found out that he actually was baptized in a Missouri Synod church when he was a baby. But when his parents moved away from the church, they quit having anything to do with the family. And here was his aunt. I've been praying for you. I've been praying to see you. And this weed turned into wheat, who became a professor at a Lutheran college, Concordia University in Nebraska, and then he moved on to another Lutheran college, I think the one in Milwaukee. Somebody who was totally against God, working against God, became someone who was, God was leading him to sow wheat among people. So we could do that. We can't, don't just ignore, but try to teach them about Jesus. And if any of you are weeds, and I don't think any of you are, but if you are, I pray that coming here leads you to become a wheat. Let God do his work through you. Because see, Jesus, he didn't go to the cross just for those good Lutherans. He didn't go to the cross just for those who believe in him. He went to the cross for everyone. He suffered and died, even for those who crucified him. He went to the cross for everyone, the weeds and the wheat. And everyone suffered and died for everyone. Not just us sitting in here in church today, but for everyone. And God's will, when we pray for healing according to God's will. When we pray that somebody comes to faith, we don't have to say according to your will, because we know that that is God's good and gracious will, that everyone come to believe. So if you know some weeds, treat them with love. Teach them about Jesus. Christ died for them and for us for the forgiveness of our sins. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.